This is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. We have John Elliott with us today, who is pastor of the Phoenix East congregation, but also he's senior pastor of congregations in Africa. He'll tell us about that. He just recently returned from Africa, where he visited the countries he's responsible for, but he also carried on special leadership seminar training classes in Zambia and South Africa. So welcome, John. Tell us about your trip.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Kubik. It's a pleasure to work with the congregations in East Africa. We have 8 different countries there, with Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Ethiopia, Burundi. We also serve some of the islands out around the Seychelles. Now, we're very thankful to have about 750 people attending church over there, and they fall really into the countries of Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, Burundi, and Rwanda. And it's been quite a challenge over the last 11 years developing the infrastructure of those areas, as well as developing leaders. And so leadership training has been an important component of my work there in raising up deacons, deaconesses, elders, pastors, assistant pastors. So it's a regular part of the 29 trips that I've made so far with my wife, Mary, to help train and then mentor these leaders in about 25 different congregations around the region. It was a pleasure this last time to be asked to also stop into Zambia and meet with the elders, deacons in Zambia and Zimbabwe. It was really inspiring and encouraging to not only meet new people, but to see the zeal that they have for the service that they do in very challenging, difficult situations, and in many times, difficult health situations. We had an opportunity also to start a new congregation in Uganda, held a Kingdom of God seminar, public lecture there, and it was well attended, and we also began a congregation and began working with 2 of our new leaders in that area. We were scheduled also to go to Malawi. Unfortunately, Malawi had an airline problem that just did not permit us to get to Malawi, and it was very frustrating not to be able to go there, and we worked an entire afternoon with Kenya Airways trying to figure out how we could get to Malawi and make that conference, but it was just not possible. It was interesting, the morning that we left, instead of going to Malawi, we had to go to Zambia, went on to Zambia, and as we stepped out of the hotel in the morning just before sunrise, a motorcade pulled up right in front of Mary and me, and out stepped the president of Malawi. And it was sort of like a fitting tribute to the fact we couldn't go there in order to meet the president and be able to say hello to him. And he spoke to us and we spoke to him. Haven't seen the country, but we've seen the president. Maybe we'll get to go there one of these days. We also traveled down to South Africa, went through Johannesburg to Cape Town, and visited and revisited some of the members there and made some connections with some very fine family that we've known now for 8 years, reconnected with them, and again, helped with some of the leadership issues that are extant there, and they really appreciated that. We went on over then to the Durban area, down to Margate, where I joined the leadership training program that's run by the pastor Roy DeMont, an excellent program. I was very happy to contribute to that for 3 days and also attend services there.
Well, thank you very much, John. We thank you very much for doing the extra work that you did on this trip and helped all of us, especially the members and brethren in South Central Africa. Thank you for coming to Inside United. We'll see you in a few days.
This has been a production of the United Church of God, an international association.